This is how we're starting this.
This is how we're doing it.
Furious.
We're all arguing.
We are.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of It Could Be Better. My name is Giannis Pappas.
I'm Nate.
Y'all, he's begrudgingly Nate today. And we're joined, as always, by the one, the only, Chris Laker.
What's up, everybody?
Here we are. Jesus
Christ.
Oh, it's
tense in here.
Did we just get fucking heated?
Giannis ripped his sleeves off of his Van Halen t-shirt.
Well, you know, I got jealous of Nate always wearing his Applebee's undershirt with no sleeves, so I got my own now, and it's about 13 degrees out. Finally heat back in my apartment, so we're warm in here. But I tell you what's gotten even hotter in here is it between the three of us. You want to know over what? Over politics, which is something Nate knows nothing about. But he'll defend Fox News to the gills, because we just watched a clip that we wanted to talk about on the podcast with Anthony Weiner, Congressman Anthony Weiner from
Tony
Brooklyn.
Weiner. That's what they call him, Tony Weiner.
And what was her name? Megan Haley. Megan Haley.
Is her last name Haley?
Yeah, where is it?
No, Megan Kelly. Megan Kelly.
Megan Haley was interviewing Anthony Weiner. We should just play the clip on the fucking podcast.
We will.
It's too long, though, right?
Yeah, it's too long. We're open with it. And when we show it, we'll say, look, before you listen to this episode, watch this clip. Because we're a minute in, so don't worry.
Okay, so you can go watch the clip, pause it, whatever you want. Just Google, go to YouTube, watch Anthony Weiner, Megan Cuntface. Is that her name? Megan Cuntface?
Probably it is, because that's what she is. It probably is. That probably is her name.
Oh, she was just fucking horrible. And horrible interview.
She wasn't horrible. That wasn't a bad interview.
She's talking to the guy. She's just trying to voice her opinion.
Instead of voicing her opinion, she asked questions on both sides. They did a study to show Fox is, you don't think it's balanced, but they have almost equally the amount of same people of Republicans and Democrats when they have something. Equally amount.
No, but here's the thing. You could say equal amount, but you saw what that interview was, where you're saying, okay, we have a Democrat on, but we hammer away with an indignant, talk over him.
No, they don't. And they talked over her.
She's interviewing him.
But they present the questions in a way that are real, that it's like, hey Giannis, you tell your dad you're gay yet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's like, so it's just, I mean,
if it was
insane.
The other way around on another news channel, could we show it? Because we should go look up another news channel that would be the exact opposite of the way they set it up. The way Bill Maher sets up the Republicans,
well,
I think, is brutal.
If you're talking Bill Maher,
I know that's
on
another show.
It's on HBO.
I know. It's the same. But we could go watch a news thing. You could probably watch Keith Olbermann.
Well,
he does the exact same thing.
No, MSNBC is not great.
But it doesn't make you as mad as Fox, right?
I think,
Fox makes you furious.
No,
is the most mad.
I think Fox,
and you haven't watched
Fox
it
is the worst
think,
one.
And you haven't
think,
watched
no,
it in
I,
years.
I think Oprah. I haven't. Well,
Fox
I haven't had cable in like 2 years, so no, I haven't watched
so,
it. But I see clips online.
You see the clips of what? Like from when the people were making fun of him, going, can you believe this clip? Look how bad they're treating him. And that's the clip you
but
watch.
I've,
you don't
I've
watch
watched,
the whole picture.
Believe me, I've watched plenty of Fox News.
But you're judging it off one clip.
Not one clip. There's been
yes,
plenty.
Yes, you are.
They're
no,
clearly the worst. They're
no,
clearly
not
the worst.
Clearly the worst because they're the best. Because they're the most watched.
Because there's the most of you in this country.
Exactly.
And you know nothing.
Because we're right. We're right, Giannis.
Are you right?
Yes, we are right.
How are you right?
This country is perfect. This is perfect.
It's perfect.
I swear to you, I would... If you would move, I would drive you to the border.
How can you think it's perfect?
Because I think this country
because
is perfect.
Because you don't ask any questions.
Huh? Ask questions.
The economy's great? Our economy's great right now?
Are you affected by this? How bad in life do you live? Bad is it?
But that's not
how
the
bad
question.
Is it?
That's not the
okay,
question.
Who's being affected?
This is getting insane.
Because this is crazy.
We're having a fucking conversation like Jerry Maguire.
Not,
you think we're arguing? I think we're finally talking.
The problem isn't the country. It is. I mean, it's somewhere.
It's the best country in the world. The best nation.
What countries have you been to?
Been to Iraq. I've been to
better than Iraq.
Yeah.
Guam.
I think Chile would be better than Iraq, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I went to the countries where they don't just rub your feet as you walk in, and Sweden, we're all real nice and stuff. I go to some bad countries
because
I don't care. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Unlike you who only go,
I'll go anywhere.
To where you can perform.
You were on vacation in Iraq, or were you performing?
I went to perform. Did you go there for vacation?
I was performing. I was performing. You just said you only go to the countries where you perform. Yeah, you don't perform.
You have to have a fan base.
No.
Before you enter a country.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't have a fan base before I enter a country. What you're saying doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't even make sense.
You're all fired up. The fact that it's not even making sense. What you're saying.
Giannis hates the troops. We know this. That does not have anything to do with Fox News.
I don't think either one of you really watch Fox News.
I know that's a joke. That was a joke. Fox News.
It's not bad. You think it's bad, but you can't say stuff. I will say it's bad. Like you're the final say.
You really think Fox News cares about you? You think they care about your people? What is you that? And your people?
No, God. That's not the point.
That doesn't even make sense. Why do I care if they care? I'm watching TV. Do I think Boardwalk Empire cares about me? But I watch the show.
That's entertainment.
Do I think SportsCenter cares about me? No, but I watch the show.
But Fox is purporting to care about you and the voter base that votes against their own interests. Do you
they're
even
giving you
understand?
News. They're giving
do
you
Do you
news.
Even understand? Do you and the people who vote right, do you even understand that you're voting against your own interest? Are you even smart enough to realize you're voting against your own interest?
Yes.
You do know that.
Okay,
good. Well, at least you admit it.
What do you think?
You think my because why? Because I don't want the rich to get taxed and like all that kind
class,
of stuff.
Yeah. I'm middle all class. All these benefits would affect you. The right wing agenda is predominantly, if not exclusively, for less than 1% of the population who doesn't give a fuck about average Joe.
They're the ones that create the jobs, though, all the top guys. They don't? Yeah. You're creating a job?
What kind of job do you create? I created a job for me this week.
You hate Walmart, but Walmart doesn't create unbelievable amounts of jobs for people?
Yeah, complete unbelievable amounts of unbelievable jobs that people love and get paid very well.
I'm sorry not everybody gets the perfect job they want.
I'm sorry that can't happen.
Not everybody can be comedians.
You know,
or athletes.
You know they won't allow Walmart in New York City because they don't allow unions. And that's
ask Nate if he knows what that means. Do you know what that means?
That they don't want unions?
They don't allow
unions.
You
know what a union is?
Yes.
So they won't allow any kind of I'm not gonna get into the whole Walmart.
Get discussion. Into the whole Walmart.
I don't. I
sick you guys halfway getting into something.
Let's pull back.
I'm the one halfway getting.
Yeah,
into
you're
stuff.
Always blocking everything.
This whole thing's built on me and you arguing about stuff. You idiot! Because I don't want to ruin Frankie's life. This is why you bring this up.
Walmart's not the.
I'm
fucking,
not bringing it up because of Frankie. We're Walmart's bringing it up because it's what we're fucking talking about today. And
we were talking about the news. And the thing, and saying that I don't watch Fox News currently, I would guess I might have watched a bit more cable news across all those channels than Nate. Maybe I'm wrong.
But when was that? But it's been years.
It's been 2 years, maybe, because I don't have cable. But I mean, I spent a lot of time watching a lot of news.
The only people that hate Fox are the people that would be considered the left. Those are the ones that hate it.
No, I think MSNBC is bullshit too. But I think the one
not
that
as
gets,
much bullshit. As
see,
Fox.
That's exactly
not
why.
As much bullshit.
Because Fox say, is no not because Fox doesn't cradle you and go, yeah, Giannis, we're going to feed into you and let you be happy.
Well, here's
you think what Fox does to me.
But
here's
you?
The thing:
it feeds into you.
Everything else feeds into you, and you're fine with everything else. It feeds into the ignorance of people.
No, here's what they do is they say, hey, we're good old boys. We know your culture. We support America. Let's keep America. Let's fear everything that's not America.
But
you guys got to vote for this, which is going to fuck you in your own ass. But we're all wave our flags. That's what it is. That's what Fox is.
But here's the problem with Fox or MSNBC.
Good. I like it. I want Republican everything.
The problem
doesn't matter anyway. We're run by big business.
Here's the problem with
Fox. Fuck them all.
The problem with news is that they're playing to a demographic no matter what. You know what I mean? Nobody is looking for the information. They're looking for a narrative. They're making it into professional wrestling, and it's all chicks that I want a jacket to. I mean, it's models reading off teleprompters. I mean, it's not like what Megyn Kelly. You think she gives a fuck about estate tax, really? You think she has a thought in her head?
Yeah, I do think she has a thought in her head. I thought she did. Well, that she and every time you hear her do interviews,
she didn't write those questions.
Yeah, I think
so. You think? So when she's doing a free flow with this guy, you think some guy's sitting there writing?
Because hot chicks have to think all the time. Yes, that's
like, those she's are not. Those... She's not smart.
You of course she's smart. Not. She's not interesting. Hot people are awful people.
No, I just...
They're terrible.
No.
Let's not get into this discussion. Come on.
No, I think Megyn Kelly is smart.
Why do you think she's smart?
I don't know.
Why? She just listened to her talk. It's because she's on Fox?
No, dude. It has nothing to do with her on Fox. You just heard her do the interview. She wasn't going like...
Really she's real. Hot.
She wasn't being me. Like, if I interview going, I don't
so
know what
why
to say.
Do you think
but
she's
she
smart?
Did good. She asked all the questions. She sits
what
there
questions
and does it.
What questions did she ask?
I don't know, dude. She just talked
well,
to
which
him.
Which questions did you like?
I don't know. She talked to him, Giannis. She talked to him. I get it. I get you what you're going. You think I'm an idiot, but I'm the
I
one that will be here.
I'm just...
And will be, and, I, and I'm
I
happy to be
to
from this
like.
Country.
I'm, oh, I'm not
people
happy
like
to be
you.
Here?
No, you're not.
I'm not happy
no,
to be
you're
here.
Not.
Really?
Not at all.
Because,
I don't think
because
you're
I have
you
some,
hate it.
I have some concerns.
You hate it.
Because I have some concerns.
You hate this country.
Because I think, because I understand that we should have fucking health care, because I believe people have the right to have decent care, no matter what their income level.
And it's like, that's the then that's the easy
because
problem.
Because I'm not
that's
fucking
easy
dumb
fix.
Enough
that's
to
just,
get brainwashed to
easy.
Think to
I
think
would love
socialism's
all that
a
stuff.
Bad word. Socialism's a bad word. It's horrible, people. It means communism. It means red. It means Russia. It means Hitler. People in this country are a bunch of morons. All you gotta do is give them a sound bite and they believe it. There's not an independent thinker. Go read 1984. The fucking country's going to shit. We're an empire in decline, just like Rome was. We got bases everywhere. That's why we can't get healthcare, because we're funding a fucking empire. We're going into another country now. It's not going to happen. The war with North Korea won't happen. But we got, you know how much money we spend on our military? That's our money. That's why we're fucked. It's because the amount of
you
money we spend on our
we
fucking military.
So we shouldn't have military as much as we do.
We should not have as much military as we do. No, we should not. No way. We don't need it. It's redundant. It's unnecessary. And it's going to break us.
We
just
were
like
that
it did
and
Rome.
9/11 happened.
It's going to break
9/11
us
happened
just
we do
like it.
It
did Rome.
9/11 happened when our military was down.
It didn't happen when our military was
yes,
down.
Yes, it was.
Well, that
yes,
didn't have
was.
Anything no. to do with our military.
What do you mean when it was down? You mean it was shut off?
No, when it was not as much. When I guess the money wasn't being put in as much as you think it should be.
No, the money was just fine, bro. Money's just fine.
This country is a much safer country. Look at all the terrorist attacks. You don't think... You
oh,
know,
God.
You don't care about terrorist attacks at all.
What do you mean I don't care? No, I do care about terrorist attacks. Yeah, I do care about them.
If a terrorist listens to this, I'll give you his address.
Why
to
do you
come
think terrorists? But why
that's
do you,
what I
this
want.
This is all old shit. But why do you think terrorists are attacking us?
Well, I don't know, because they hate everybody.
Well, because we're over there fucking with them. Why are we over there?
Well, they're attacking us.
Yeah. Would they attack us if we weren't fucking with them? If we weren't over there? Would anyone attack us?
Yes.
They would attack us over Israel for sure.
Well, I'm saying we're fucking with them. We're over there. We're dealing with it.
Yeah, but you can't leave Israel alone.
If we weren't over there, would they fuck with us? I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying there's a reason for the shit. People don't attack you out of nowhere.
Yeah, they
some
do. They're not sane
some
people.
Some 4 foot little person's not going to come up and punch you in the face.
They're
for no reason.
Not sane. They're not sane people.
Well, that I agree with. But that doesn't mean that they're going to attack. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
the greatest country in the world.
They did. 9/11, they did attack us.
I mean, those.
Did they not?
Well, who attacked us?
Here we go.
No. You want? Let's talk about it. Who attacked us? Iraq,
Al Qaeda.
Well, we went and attacked Iraq.
Yeah.
As a consequence, in Afghanistan. Who?
No, that wasn't. That wasn't as a consequence. That
yes,
was,
it was.
That was.
Iraq was as a consequence.
No,
yeah,
Iraq
there was a link. There
no,
was some.
There was this. No, that's what people think because people are smart. But the reason that was given was the weapons of mass destruction. I mean,
but
that
was
also
what, harboring, Al Qaeda operatives.
Yeah, but that wasn't
blah, blah,
that
blah.
Was not what got
it's
people.
It's all bullshit. It's people no. are stupid. This is all public relations. We are run by business interests that he's never seen. People like him never come in contact with. All right, I flossed in those worlds. My family's around there. You don't understand the way the world works. That's your problem. You don't understand the way the world works.
You
accept.
What do you mean?
You accept.
Just a second. You flossed in those worlds?
I flossed in those worlds. I've seen the power. I've seen how it works. Okay? Powerful people just don't give a shit about the average Joe. And it doesn't matter whether they're Democrat or they're fucking Republican. Uh-huh. This country in specifically this country, more than any other country, is run by corporate interests. We're a fascist corporate state. And the political system of Democrat Republicans, the two predominant parties, is set up just to distract from the fact that they're going to keep fucking making money and keep us in order. That's what it is.
I mean,
that's what it is.
Well,
that's not a democracy. Two fucking parties is a democracy. Their agendas are almost the same.
Yeah.
When you look at what Obama did, look, he increased the troop levels and he extended the fucking Bush tax cuts. What's the difference between those two parties?
There's none.
There is none. These networks are set up for entertainment to feed into the ignorance of fucking people like Nate who don't read, don't question, think everything's great. My Applebee fucking fried sandwich is hot, so I'm okay. I'm not going to even think about the future because who cares? I don't care about my kids.
Here's the thing. I would argue the fact that you're attacking the right, but the problem is with even with the left is so goddamn happy with themselves and so like assured of how correct they are that they just support the same fucking system. Because unless people really tried to like go outside to and support third party candidates, nothing's going to change. Everybody's just jerking off.
This is what two things. Do you vote? This is the two things that we have to do. This is the two things: campaign finance reform and the end of lobby groups. Then we will have democracy. And I guarantee, when we do that, all of a sudden, just like Europe, the people will realize, oh, socialism is for me. Oh, wait, so you're saying we all put into a pot. Oh, wait a second, we all have a say. Oh, wait a second, we all put into a pot, and then we all get after-school programs. We all get health benefits. We all
you're
get all this
shit. Making
everybody
even.
Oh, no, it doesn't make everybody even,
no,
dude.
No, I mean, it
makes everyone even if they're sick. If you have cancer, you get taken care of.
Dude,
what kind of human being
would
take care of you if you were dying? Would
dude,
you?
We already operate
you
on
don't
that
even
system.
Know. You're just
it just doesn't
into
work
a fucking
is
talking
that,
point.
No, you're all right, if you believe all this, then why don't you go do... Then you go... The people like you that believe that... The reason why there's two... is because the people like us that do believe in Republican, we go vote and we go make changes. Y'all do nothing. You sit here and cry
what
about it,
has there
and
been?
Then you sit down and
there
do nothing.
There is no changes. What changes?
There isn't those parties because we're the ones that go vote. You're the people that
what
don't go do anything.
That?
That's why drugs and weed is never going to be legal because you don't go try to change it. You don't care.
What,
you don't care about
what
it.
Changes. What changes?
What I'm saying, what like changes? That's why there's one. If you hate that there's two parties, and then that's not. That's not.
I do my part. I
talked
about a little bit of stuff on stage.
I vote.
Oh, that's what.
Talking about it on the podcast.
I vote for third party.
I'm using my
candidates.
Celebrity to espouse my views.
I don't vote for Republicans or Democrats ever. And if there's not a third party candidate that I want to vote for, I don't vote.
Well, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do I do? I have voted, but I don't vote as a protest to this whole fucking system.
Yeah, because that's going to solve it.
I know it's
that's going to solve it.
I know what's going on in this country.
So you're not
going to. I know what's going on.
You're
this
not
country.
Going to put in to try to solve anything. You're just going to cry
but
about it and sit
all,
here
it's
until
not,
you're
it's,
old
it's
and
not
why would I vote in a system that's already pre-rigged? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it is.
It's pre-rigged.
It's a distraction.
It's pre-rigged.
I feel like
pre-rigged. It's Republicans 2 terms. Then they throw it's the Harlem Globetrotters and the Generals. The Republicans are the Harlem Globetrotters. The Generals, they got to win once in a while to keep it honest. But they're all in the pockets of corporations. These corporations make donations to both parties. They don't give a fuck. They want their interest. They lobby to these politicians. They pay them. They're all corrupt. And I mean this. I'm not saying this as a conspiracy theorist. This is the way the system works. Our system is actually set up for lobby groups to go lobby their interest. It doesn't matter on the principle. You have some pharmaceutical company has a lobby arm. They're lobbying, hey, come on, we want you to pass this so we can fucking make this amount of money. It has nothing to do with the people. It's got to do with rich people padding their pockets. And that's all policy set up to do. And that's where our military's out there, to cull resources, to open new markets, to make new money. It has nothing to do with principle. It's no different from the Roman Empire, no different from the Ottoman Empire, no different from the British Empire, no different from the Greek Empire. And it's gonna crumble. And the signs are here just like they were then. Our borders are overextended. We're in too many wars. Starting to have a financial crisis. We're hiring first foreign mercenaries because our people are soft. And we don't want to. We have a volunteer military. Because if they tried to instill a draft, there'd be a fucking riot because people don't want that shit. So you got to hire foreign mercenaries. So we have people from Chile. We have people from Latin America fighting our wars over there who are getting paid twice, 3 times as much as an American soldier. You like that? Do you like that Bush policy? Is that a Bush policy you like? foreign mercenaries?
Well, I mean,
you think like Blackwater? Blackwater, get the taxpayers funding private corporations three times the amount that you'd pay the army or a publicly funded defense arm to handle. Now we have private corporations making millions and millions of dollars getting contracts that is getting paid by the government. They're getting government contracts that we pay for. We don't have a say in that shit. And who's Blackwater using? Cheap labor, just like Walmart. So they go to Chile and they get these old Pinochet fucking killers that used to kill people under the dictatorship in Chile, under Pinochet. They hire them just like we hire fucking Mexicans here because it's cheap so they can make a profit. That's America. Profit. Money. There's no principle. There's no God. Your Jesus, your fucking fairness doesn't exist in this country. Nobody gives a shit. The preachers you see on TV with their fancy fucking suits, there's no principle in that. They're making money. All they're right. full there's of like, shit, right, too. Right, tricking right, you. Right. No, let me finish. No, tricking you, like the average Joe, all the people listening to this fucking podcast that love Nate Bargatze, tricking you into believing they give a shit about you and your future. They don't. You're taking a big red, white, and blue dick right up the ass, and you're asking for it because we are living in Orson Welles' 1984 where nothing means anything except its opposite right now. Peace means war. War means peace. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on because our country's been hijacked by a corporate fascist group.
So Giannis started writing poems again. That, no, I mean, I think the... You see, but you're still presenting aside as... And attacking Nate as if the Democrats are doing anything different, which they're not. And I think that's the important thing. You know what I mean? It's like people on the liberal side, they're just voting for Obama and blindly support
our Democrats, dude. Our Democrats are fucking Republicans.
Well,
yeah,
well, exactly.
I mean, exactly. No, they're not. Who's for the people?
Nobody.
Which one of them are for the people?
No, they're not.
Okay, because when you go to Europe, right?
They present themselves as such. I mean, the Democrats present themselves as pro-union. And pro working class. I mean, the working class doesn't really care for them.
Who's the guy defend? Who's the guy? Who's the guy for really really? Do we really have a party for the factory worker? For the average worker? Do we really have a party for that? Well, no, we have turned into a fucking country of CEOs that hires out our labor to other countries because there's no labor laws there, and you get cheap fucking labor in India, and they both do it. And these people vote for it. They vote for it, and they don't even know they're voting for it because they hire these fucking PR dicks, these pundits, to go on TV and be like, hey, we love you. We're America. Look at how we love to wave the flag. Like, they really give a shit while they go sip their fucking fine champagne and their $1 million shrimp and laugh about it because the people are so stupid that they buy it and they ask for it. And they
I think they, well, here's what the...
And everyone votes their own interest. Don't give me that bullshit. Everyone's a fucking hypocrite, everyone's a fucking hypocrite, all right? People are all, you got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And, you know, whatever money you have, there should be no charities. And there should be no socialist programs. People say that shit until they have a mentally retarded brother or until their mother gets into a car accident. And then all of a sudden, they were Republican and they're like, oh, wait a second. My job can't afford this. I can't afford to pay for this tragedy. Gee, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if I lived in a compassionate state where everyone chipped in a dollar for this? I'm going to switch my vote. Boy, I must have really been a committed Republican. Everyone's a selfish self. We vote on the principle of interest in this country, not on the interest of principle. And until we start voting on the interest of principle, we're going to hell in a handbasket. These people are fucking hypocrites. I tell you right now, I'll go to any Republican and be like, what do you think about this social program for somebody who is mentally disabled or is retarded? We're like, no, you know what? There should be some private. You should pay for that. There should be no program. The people shouldn't pay for that. But for the military, oh yeah, I'll give all my tax dollars for the military because we're doing a good cause because I'm scared of terrorism. And terrorists are really a threat to us with all our fucking nuclear weapons and all the world. We give all the money there. But no, we shouldn't have that program. We shouldn't have that program. If you have a retarded son, you should pay for it, you know, because we're an industrious country and, you know, everything should be privatized. Until, like I said,
well,
their fucking brother gets hit by a car or their mother gets hit by a car and they're brain injured and they got to live with that. And they got all those private hospital bills coming in.
What now, hypothetical senator, that your mother and brother were hit by cars? What now? Answer me.
It's the truth, though, man. It's the fucking truth.
Well, I mean,
it's the truth. Hypocrisy. Every single one of them.
Yeah,
everyone's
sure.
a theorist. Everyone's an idealist. Everyone toes a line until it affects their family personally, and then they figure out what they really stand.
Well,
and then we see who you really are.
But those are the good showmen. I mean, I was buying into Wiener's thing when he's arguing on there, like he gave a shit. He probably doesn't. I mean, I'm sure he probably doesn't. But like the whole argument about estate tax, which drives me fucking nuts, how people argue over estate tax.
You know what? I'll go broke. Because if someone asks me for a job tomorrow, hey, you gotta be a job, and you gotta represent this fucking. I'm not gonna do that, man. I don't care if it was my own mother or father. I'm not gonna do that.
Where do you stand on the estate tax there?
I think it's retarded.
You think? Because that was what the end of that argument when it got real heated. We were watching on Fox News.
They would be dead.
You think it's retarded?
I don't. To be honest, I don't. I would hate to comment on it just from watching that interview. I don't know enough about the details.
Well, here's the whole idea.
I'd like to know everything about it.
The whole idea of estate tax.
I understand what it is, but the details. How much is it? I know, of course, the Republicans are going to want less, and the Democrats are going to want a little more.
No, but I think Republicans don't want any tax on it. They're saying it's double taxation,
right?
Which I disagree with, but because if you're getting money that you didn't work for, the money in my wallet was taxed at one point. I mean, if you decide to give me a bunch of money for being that's how your job was being some rich guy's son, and you got paid for that job.
Right.
After he's dead, you should pay income for that. Income tax.
You should pay income tax.
On that inheritance.
On that inheritance.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
I think that makes sense, yeah. What do you think, Nate?
If your father had money, like, put away?
The argument is that, okay, I'm a rich motherfucker.
Me and him are both
I've made millions of dollars. I have $100 million in... And I die. You are my son. You get that $100 million. Now you got to pay a tax on $100 million, even though I already paid income tax and all that money. But now they're saying you're getting new income, even though
it's your. But it's yeah. Why would you? I don't think you. Why would you need to be taxed by that again?
Because you didn't earn it. It's just money.
It's in your family.
Well, first, like you said, we're talking about 32,000 people that are rich as fuck that did nothing to earn that money except be somebody's kid.
Is that their fault?
Well, no, but here's the thing.
It's not fault. You're getting free money.
Yeah, here's the thing.
So you pull their money back out, so you tax it, and then
you
when
tax
he dies,
it because your income.
You pull the money back out and say, all right, now we have
well,
to tax
well,
it
here's
again.
The thinking behind it. Here's, this is what the taxing goes to. People just say taxes. Taxes has become a bad word in this country. Oh, we got to lower taxes. Taxes are a good thing. It depends on what the taxes go for, right? So, like, let's say that money gets taxed again. You know that kid's going to be fine because, like Chris said, he's a fucking rich as shit. So the taxing, those taxes go to roads, schools, medicine, healthcare, after-school programs, a little to the military. So that person actually is going in his own interest to be taxed again. Because he's helping pay for a system in a society that's going to keep him safe. He's paying for cops. He's paying for firemen. He's paying for all that. So that's the thinking. That's why the government would say, hey, we should tax him again because now this person died.
He's not even taxed. He's not taxed again. He's taxed for the first time.
He's taxed the first time when he dies, right? That's the inheritance tax.
I mean, you're getting income. I mean, that's the idea. Is you're getting income and money. It's
not a job you're working.
I mean,
it's like
a
property
gift.
Tax.
But it's almost in a sense a gift.
Well, if
it's
you get
almost...
a gift, you get taxed on that. But I mean, it is income in the sense if you went. I mean, this is Wiener's argument is like, oh, if you go to a casino, if you go to a casino, there's a bunch of money that somebody paid income tax on that the casino took and now is given back to somebody else. So and then you pay tax on that. It's just. How money fucking goes.
But that's like, and but the, if you if the parent put the money away, saying this is going to be for my
and it will be
kids
and they'll get it. There's just it will be taxed.
That's different than a lottery, which is just you know you're going in. It's just a luck chance of.
You won the sperm lottery. It's just a luck chance that your dad's rich.
Yeah, but that's not. But that's not. You're not asking. If you go to do lottery, it's luck. But you're trying to go win that money. You're trying. When someone's born, they're just born into a family. If they're born, if they're born like that,
I'm sick of people that live such a life of privilege like fucking complain.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. It's insane. That's
why do they complain?
Whatever we tax, that's up for conjecture. That everyone's got an opinion on it. But I think what the bottom line, there's a fundamental misunderstanding about what taxes are and what they do and why they can be good. I think that everyone just believes taxes are bad, and everyone just feels like it'll be good to have more money in their pocket. That's not the case. It depends on what your taxes are going to. I'd be more than willing and happy to pay for taxes if I knew they were going for things like after-school programs, medicine, for everybody. Good things. But when I know that 90% of my tax dollars are going to fund wars around the world that I don't think we should be in or that we need,
then why would you not just go give money to that stuff?
What do you mean?
If you had enough money, why don't you just go give your own money to
them? I would have to have enough money to do that. And I would. If I did have enough money, I would. I would have charities. I would do it.
That's what Bill Gates does. That's what, you know, Warren Buffett, he's giving all his money to Bill Gates.
Yeah, he is.
And so they spread it out to charities.
They're doing great stuff. I wish the government
would do more like that. But they should be taxed even more. Even though they're going to go do and help so much, you should tax them.
They are taxed more.
What
do you mean they should?
Warren Buffett, when he dies, and all the money goes to Bill Gates, so all that money switches over to Bill Gates.
I don't know how that works. If you're giving all your money,
he's giving the money to the foundation.
You're giving the money.
So he's
going to
get a tax break. You get a tax break when you donate to a charity. You actually get a tax break from the government. But I think I know what Nate's trying to say. Now, the way we're taxed, that's up for debate. Some people believe in a flat tax. Everyone pays the same. A flat tax on sales, everything. There's a whole bunch of different ways. But I really do think, especially on the right side in this country, with the average Joe, with Joe Sixpack, I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding about what taxes are. I think they just believe the soundbite that taxes are evil. That taxes are evil. They don't understand that taxes are necessary. Because they believe this all small government bullshit. You know, oh, it's always small government, let's privatize everything. Try that. See what happens. We learned that from the movie RoboCop, right?
Well, they don't... politicians will always talk about small government, but they never really make it happen.
Yeah, because George Bush had the biggest... His government was one of the biggest in the history of the United States. They say one thing, they do another. The people believe it because they're supposed to be on that side of the argument. But they don't look at the facts, right? Well, I mean, and it works the other way, too. Obama's a fucking hypocrite, but the Republicans are just so much better at this shit. At the TV PR that they just attack it. They're better at it.
They're much better
at the PR game because they're both doing the same thing.
Yeah, everything has to be the PR game. It has to be everything everybody does is all PR based. That's how you get, you know, that's how people get stuff.
Yeah, but
like it's all going to be, that's how you get sold on everything. Because you got to see it, it's got to be a PR. That's what you do in your comedy, it's PR. That's why you do all your Facebook messages, PR. You're just trying to make people go, it's not going to, people can't just sit there and, you know, and be like, oh, they should like me because I'm great. You got to go promote, you got to do that. You got to do that. However they do it, and they dumb it down for people like me who might not understand. I don't know. I watch it and see. If I don't, you know, I'm not getting murdered. It makes this very simplistic way to look at it, but I eat. I'm not stressed out about anything. You know, it's like I'm not going to get murdered for some reason for, you know, nothing. And I would be the guy that would go fight for you. So you can have the rant that you did for the first 40 minutes of this podcast. I would go fight for you
if the reason was good?
I would go fight for you regardless.
Even if the reason wasn't good?
I would go over there. Would you go right now?
Is that fighting
would
for
you
me?
Join? Right. Would you join the army now?
No, I would not join the army.
But none of us would join the army right now?
None of us join the army. I wish there was a draft. Because then it would just make me be like, yeah, I have to go.
You just do it.
I would just go. I'd go in a heartbeat. Because you know what? The dumb people like me are the ones that are going to go out and just do the dumb stuff that you hate. That's the same people like when they had wars a long time ago. The people that you would be in the very front that would be like, yeah, I'm going to go, they're going to die. But they're like, I'm just going to go do it because this is what, you know. I guess it's a trust issue that maybe I'm way more trusting, which it could be by fault. But I just do.
You trust what the government tells you all the time.
I trust what the government said. I trust what my parents say. Yes. That's a big part of it. Everything I believe, That's why I can talk to my parents, and I believe everything that they say.
So when George Bush and Dick Cheney said that there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and they were a direct threat to us, you believed them. You trusted them.
Well, there was, yeah, because there was.
You trusted them.
Well, because the thing with that, too, was.
And then when it wasn't true.
We kept asking Saddam, do you have them? Let us see. And then there was a point where he goes, no, you can't look no more. And then it made him go, yes, it did happen that way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it did. No, that's basically, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's not what happened.
That's what I think happened. Yes, it is.
But that's what you think happened, but that's not what happened. That's not what happened.
Because you were there.
No, it's known now. It's known now. It's an admitted thing. Everybody knows it. I went over there. There was inspectors. They looked. They didn't find anything. But the neocons who were in control, what they're called neocons at that time, kept pushing the agenda because they wanted to go into Iraq. So they wanted to keep the PR going. They wanted to lie. They wanted to lie. And they did lie. And they intentionally misled because they wanted to go into Iraq. So it was all a lie. And it ends up now we know they knew. We know that they knew. That they knew they were lying, but they did it anyway because they felt like it was best for us. Now, if I lied to you because I thought it would be in your best interest, would that not make you a little skeptical of me? No.
No.
All right. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know me and you friendship going forward, what I can get away with. I can just lie to you, make you do shit, and then tell you, oh, I thought it was for your best interest. And then it might be. It might be. Iraq may end up being the greatest thing we ever did, murdering all those people and doing all that.
Yeah, murders all. It's. We got Saddam out too, which was a huge. That, what they do to that country?
Yeah, we got Saddam out. Who we put in?
Dude, that was great. Well, I know because some stuff you're going to get behind someone if they turn, and then now you're going to be like, well, why'd you help them before? That's like if you give a reference to a comic, if you give reference to a comic and he goes and does bad, you're like, he's never done that to me before. Now it's bad. It's going, well, so now you're the worst person. Now you're out. Now, I'll never look at you as a comic because you gave that reference, sure. Even though he just did whatever he wanted to do. Even though he can go do it. You could go give a reference to me to this Denmark festival, and I could go up there and have the worst shows ever on purpose. And then,
would you do that to me?
I wouldn't, but I'm saying that's what, like, when we go help other, like, when we helped them to fight against Russia, it was like we were helping them. Cause,
no, we didn't help them. We helped Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. Well, that's, yeah. But Afghanistan, like. But though, but it's like look at Afghanistan now. They hate us. So that was wrong. We should have. In hindsight, I guess we should.
But it's a lot more nuanced. Everything over there is a lot more nuanced. There's a lot of sides. A lot of people have different beliefs over there. There's a different culture. There's a different countries. There's a whole bunch of shit going on over there.
Yeah, I know. It's what you would say backwards. They're not being progressive like you think.
But we broke international law. We preemptively.
Are they being progressive over there?
We preemptively invaded a country that did not invade us. I mean.
We're going to get...
What we were told in the news was it's for our defense and for their freedom. And you believe that. You believe we're there to free the Iraqi people?
Yeah.
Liberate them from Saddam? You believe that?
Yeah, I do.
And if you found out to the contrary, would you be disappointed?
Yeah.
You'd be disappointed. But I mean, found out that they lied about the reason that we went there, you weren't disappointed?
What I saw what... what's his face said?
Colin Powell?
Yeah. Yeah, because he said, you know, it was a point to where they made it seem like they still could have had something, and then we went in there and got him, and then...
So you believe him?
He says he lied.
Mm.
He says he lied. He admitted that he lied. He quit over it. He was upset over it. I think he's the biggest punk in the whole administration. I blame him the most. Because like Martin Luther King said, he would always indict the moderates, because extremists are going to be extremists. Like, there's nothing you can do with a guy like Nate. You know, he's an extremist.
I'm not an extremist.
There's nothing you can
do
with a guy.
You're saying, but extremist. How do you think about it? Because
you will never change your opinion.
Hurt anybody.
You'll never change
my opinion. Is not going to hurt anybody. I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Okay, not directly. But
so, but I'm saying, die in Iraq,
you are setting your ways. Nobody's going to change your opinion, right? So George Bush, Dick Cheney, those extremists, Donald Rumsfeld, you know, Douglas Fay, all those cats, Wolfowitz, the usual suspects, you know, the deck of cards on the. On the army jacket, beard having, bugs liberal, you know, enemy deck of cards from that era. All of them, you're not going to change. But Colin Powell, he was a moderate. He knew better. He had a conscience, and he did it anyway. He should have came out, quit, said, I'm not doing this. I'm not making a case of this. I'm not going to speak in front of the UN about this. I'm not going to do this. I know it's wrong. I know they want me to do it. I know it's all lies. I know it's bullshit. I know we're going in for a reason that's not a reason. I know we're using this opportunity of 9/11 to go attack another country. You know, that's what he should have done.
And that's what he came out later, kind of said, kind of didn't.
Yeah.
Rationalized, defended himself, just like Julian Stockdale's going to rationalize and defend himself against stealing my fucking my character. Everyone does it. But I'm just surprised that you weren't disappointed, that your government lied to you. I'm disappointed that Republicans aren't disappointed in the fact that they don't understand that everyone's against socialism, but George Bush, all his policies were bailing out all these companies with socialism, taking tax money and funneling them into these failed private corporations, which is supposed to be how capitalism works, right? If a company fails, you let it fail. But George Bush funneled all this tax money, took tax dollars, and funneled them in to all these companies that were failing because they said, oh, we couldn't let them fail because if they failed, then the economy would crumble, which is probably true, which is why socialism is not a bad thing, because you know what saved all those companies? Socialism. 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 And for everyone out there who thinks socialism is a bad word, I'd like to remind you that although we are the least socialistic country in the world, we do live in a mixed economy, all right? Oh, we have socialism. We have socialism.
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
Yeah. How do you think you pay for your police, your firemen? That's called socialism. All it is everyone taking a dollar and saying, hey, I'm putting this in for that, something that we all benefit from. That's what universal health care is, guys. I know it's not explained to you on the news like that, but all it is me and Nate and Laker taking a dollar out of our pocket like you and saying, this goes for everyone's health care.
Well, I don't want to take a dollar out.
Because you got to buy cigarettes. But that's what socialism is. Ooh, so horrible. So horrible, right? The concept of socialism that you, because you watch your news, equate with Stalinistic Russia, with the Iron Curtain, and communism, it's a totally different thing. You guys should go and learn what socialism is. It's not that bad a thing. And it's possible to have a mixed economy where you have capitalism, which is balanced by socialism, which is, you know, a mixed economy, which is great. Very Keynesian.
We're going to bring Dave Smith in, and that you can talk to him.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Why can't I have one guy that knows? I don't know what I'm talking about, so why can't I have
He's gonna talk about Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's a very smart guy. He watches all this stuff. He knows as much as you do.
Okay, that'd be great.
You wouldn't want to talk to him?
Huh?
You wouldn't want to talk to him?
Yeah, bring him in or put him on the phone. Yeah, he's great.
You don't want to talk to people that are less than you, like me, that you can berate?
I'm not saying you're less.
I call me an extremist. And
no, you are an extremist.
No, yeah.
He's an extremist. You're an extremist. Yeah, you're definitely an extremist. You're definitely an extremist.
Really?
Yes. Of course you are. You don't believe in evolution. That's an extreme position. If you take all the body of evidence,
but
if
that's
you, if
got,
you go to the, that's an extreme.
But that's got
someone
nothing
who doesn't believe
to do
in
with,
evolution is an
but
extremist.
But that's got nothing to do with nothing. Honestly, not believing in evolution has nothing to do with anything else.
I was
like,
using it as an example.
But how does that affect you if I don't believe in evolution?
But how does it affect me?
Most of the country that is religious and would not believe in evolution, that we just came from monkeys.
That means
we don't look at the world
as a country that
I
love, a country that I was born in, a great experiment, a country I know a lot about, a country I studied in college. It's my fucking major. I love this fucking country. All right, is going to shit. Our education is going to shit.
Because what you believe. Yeah, but that's what you believe.
Because
it's a belief.
Because of our horribly greedy corporate system.
But what does that
doesn't
do with evolution?
Our lack of socialism is
what's
hurting this country.
What does that have to do with evolution, though?
Because it's this lack of the school systems. Our school system is so bad that you people are being allowed to go through it without even learning that fucking... I went to private school, and they never even taught me fucking evolution. That's how fucking horrible this country is. That it would even be an issue in a school that they wouldn't teach you evolution. Evolution is a fact. It is a fact. It is
a fact,
Nate. It is a fact, and you know it.
No, I don't.
You fucking know
it's
it.
A fact.
It's a fact. It's a provable fact. They can even do experiments now within your lifespan to prove the tenets of evolution, right? If we put you outside in the cold for more of the day than me, you would eventually be able to handle the cold more.
But
that's evolution.
I think
that's
evolution,
survival of the fittest.
I think evolution is such a it's you into a bigger broad. To where that the part that where we just came from nothing and formed into this, that's the part. I'm not saying there's not like an adaption to stuff and there's not like You can go to that stuff, but the fact that we made that. That's fine. Then that's part of evolution, I believe. But the part
that's
that
the
we
whole
came
part of evolution.
The part that we came from nothing, and now we're here, and it's this world that's insane. This world's insane.
Okay, well,
we came
see,
from
that's
nothing.
Two different things. If you're saying that the universe and everything was born because God farted and we're his fart, that's fine.
He didn't. That's
not
what it is.
Point.
That's not what it is. You don't have to be like
but
that.
Evolution,
because that's not what it is.
Evolution is part of God's plan, then, if that's what you're thinking. Evolution's a fact. You can't get away
evolution,
from it.
I agree with that.
You can't get away
I'll
from
agree
it.
With you, but I'm not saying that I believe that God created Earth. I don't think we came from... That's where I'm saying the evolution, yes. I do think there's evolution and adaption and stuff like that where it does changes and where people live is differently. Like people that do live in the cold.
Species evolve over time.
They get... Yes, but I don't think we came from nothing. I don't understand. How do we have emotions? How does emotions come out of it?
Emotions is a high is a result of our high functioning rational brain, and we're a social species. So, in order to survive, we have to care about one another because it's the easiest way to survive.
But what's
like ants, we survive in packs, so we have to care about one another to reproduce. Women trick us into caring about them. Yeah. Well, what time did you spot? 8?
8. Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, this was a special one. We got to cut it out early. But boy,
I think we got this all figured
out.
Though.
You know, all right, listen, we're all friends. This is what makes this podcast unique. Sometimes we're real. We're not giving you the hoaxy voice. We're not saying welcome to the. You know,
Nate believes in some kind of evolution. So I'm gonna believe in God. And Giannis
we don't want you to. So just
no, I'm gonna believe
no,
in God.
I want to
give a little.
Let's just believe. No, I'll believe what I believe, along with.
I'm not attacking you. I'm not attacking.
I know, but
I'm not attacking.
I don't. You know.
You see
it's
now you got Nate on attack.
Well, because
mode.
That's what it is. It's like I hate it. I hate it. Like I know it all comes every, and that's when I do.
I don't
I block anything. It's the religious thing. I get it. You know what? I shouldn't bring it up. I know I'm not smart enough to argue this stuff. But the religion thing is like, you know, I'm tired of it, dude. It's the worst. Y'all, the way, you know. I would say that's how y'all are up here, because y'all all just do not, you just hate God up here for some reason, and then y'all just talk to each other, you feed, blah, 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 feed each other's mouths,
I don't think that that's...
and you get stronger and stronger, and then one person walks in and does one joke about evolution, and then people just lose their mind on me, because I have no effect on them. Last week when I did the check spot, Dan Carr tried to eat, they said, oh, so you don't believe this, and I told him, I said, look, I don't live my life even remotely how... Christians should live their life, not even close. So I don't talk to anybody about it. I want to be just left alone. Maybe I'm a new evolution of Christianity to where I hope you go to hell. So maybe that's different for me. So just that's the point of like whatever country that you don't think it's great. I do think it's great.
I think America's great.
I think it's unreal.
I think America's great, but I think it's a shame that our country's been turned into a strip mall. Everywhere you go, nobody owns everything.
I was up in the mountains of Pennsylvania, and it was beautiful.
There's some beautiful parts. We're not talking in a bipolar mentality. A lot of it is beautiful, but a lot of it is this suburban landscape that's modern,
yes,
that's built
for
cars.
It is.
Nobody owns anything.
It's
all
cars.
Built.
Because
it's
a big land. We
big
can't
business.
All be a tiny island where we can all walk around. It's an enormous land. I guess we should all just move to Manhattan and live on top of each other. Oh, they're already doing that because that's what's going on.
No.
Of course it's built for cars. And cars were unbelievable that we made cars.
It would be nice when I went to a town that I was able to get a little bit of the charm of the town, the people of the town.
You can't.
Now
get
all
a,
you
no,
get,
you
no, you go
you
to a Denny's. It's all fucking
yes,
big business.
You can
business.
Go eat other stuff,
it's
too.
It's all big business.
You can go eat a mix of stuff.
There's barely
and
any
when
of that
someone
left,
made
Nate,
Denny's.
There's
no, there's
barely
not.
Any of that left.
No, there's not, Giannis.
Have you been out there?
Yes, I'm the one that lives out there. You're
it
the
all
one that
looks
doesn't
the same.
Go anywhere.
It all looks the same.
You go nowhere. You go absolutely nowhere. You stay here, and you go do one gig that sold your books you had, and then you come right back to here, and then you think, oh, you've not seen anything in this country.
I've been out there.
You haven't been out there.
Are you trying to tell me it doesn't all look the same, for the most part? If you're in New Jersey, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Tennessee, if you're anywhere outside of the city and an urban area, it doesn't all look the same? You don't know where you are?
Yeah, I know where I'm at.
That's a product
you
know? Of...
It's different.
That,
you go to Arizona...
It's a product of big business.
The mountains
no,
are different.
No,
no. You're not just driving
business.
Through Walmart.
It's more of a product if that's what people want. I mean, really.
Oh, really? No,
yes.
It's given to them and then they're conditioned to
and they
like it.
And they like it. They do. They like
it. They like it like drug addicts. Who doesn't like food that's all sugared up to make you addicted to it? Sodas that are sugared up and food that's hormone-induced to make you love it. Because the money's in the comeback. We're fucking drug addicts to shit food and all types of shitty drinks. Because the money's in the comeback. Because that's how you make your money.
You were enjoying some McDonald's last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I can't help it. I live here. I can't help it. I had no choice. Nate had no choice. We grew up. That's why he loves it, because he accepts everything. He accepts it.
Because a little taste, it's a little bit of childhood in a box, and it's fucking delicious.
Exactly. I have no choice. I want to get something quick and fucking, I'm on the road. Of course I'm going to eat Taco Bell. But yeah, now I have acid reflux for a week, and it's shit food. Well, it's shit food.
That's bad genetics from your Greek upbringing.
Well, anyway, listen, folks. Thanks for listening. We do all love each other here. It could be better.
You
know all the episodes. And listen, when you listen to this podcast, you're not sure what you're going to get. We keep it real. This is what happened today. We had some other topics on the list. We didn't even get to them.
And a little Giannis heavy today.
A little Giannis, yeah.
This was the Fox News. If Giannis, if Giannis was Republicans, this would be Fox News.
And boy, have we been getting some big responses on the fan page. I think I'm really polarizing Nate's side. They're going to hate me even more now.
I hope they do. Hate him. And, you know.
I'm against the system and I'm for the people. that's me. And I say, you know, I'm into everybody's religious beliefs. I think everything's cool.
Well, you know what? We're just comedians. I hope you listen for yourself. Think about it. And get your own opinions, because we are not pundits. We don't get paid to figure any of this out, nor are any of us smart enough to do it. We just make
really?
Jokes.
Yeah. I mean, I could rewind back to you screaming at me for 45 minutes.
You were screaming too. You were screaming
I
at
screamed
me.
About nothing.
You were screaming at
I
me.
Had nothing.
You were a victim today? Is that
I'm
what
not
you
a
victim?
Victim?
You weren't screaming at me at all?
No, you're going to have a great group of people that are going to watch you. Once Doug Stanhope dies, you'll get his fan base.
I'll be okay with that.
If and I go play. Go play bars.
Be like Fish in the Grateful Dead. You'll be
Stanhope, horrible comedian. He's really bad, not smart at all.
Oh, dude, I didn't say he was not
bad. Oh, come on!
Well, no, you're just taking a shot at the guy.
I'm taking a shot at you, saying that's you're going to get some kind of niche fan group like that. That's going to be your fan group.
And your fan group will be the whole rest of America.
The whole rest of America.
And then I'll be the little guy.
And my only guy.
Guy that'll
I'm
attack
build
your
army.
My army
my
guys will
only
attack your army.
My only thought process will be to bury you and get you moved out of this country. That's going to be my only goal.
And my goal is going to take my little fan base and attack like 300 Spartans. My fan base is going to be like 300 Spartans. We're going to go back to back with our shields and take over you. Because you're going to have everybody else. You'll have everybody else. You're going to have everyone else in a Nate coma. You're going to be telling your jokes. They're going to be going like this, Hail Nate! Hail Nate! Nate Land! They're going to start calling America Nate Land. You're going to become like the dictator of this place, and I'm going to be the little rebel.
Well, you better get on.
I'm going to be the rebel hiding in the mountains with my 300.
You better start figuring out a European character so you can get most of them on board with you.
this is a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's wrap
up.
All right,
so we're going to go figure out if we're all still friends, and we'd like to end this podcast like we end all of our podcasts here, if it could be better for you people, with a little segment we love, and we also love to call with Chris Laker.
All right, I think I might have something here.
All right.
It's after this whole debacle, this whole yelling match, the school system has gone to shit, which is good. Because I hated school and teachers hated me and because I knew their job was bullshit and I knew school was bullshit. The thing is, when I was a kid in school, I didn't know I was going to be a comedian, but I knew I was going to be some type of poor person. So I don't like pressure. My parents were both white people that went to college, which means the best I can do is break even. Like, even if you become the president, you don't earn anything out of that. You're, like, kind of given... all you could do is be... The only thing I could do to stand out was be a fuck-up. This stuff isn't going to be funny. I don't know. The reason I thought school was bullshit is because they try to scare you by saying you're going to go to... You won't get into a good college. And here's the thing. You're going to get into a college. I got into a college. They advertised on Channel 5 at 3 in the morning. And you go to a bad college, it's not like you go into the Dangerous Minds University. You're not getting stabbed. They got books and shit. And you graduate and you get a shitty job in a cubicle. I don't know. This is all crap. I thought there was something funny. I know there's something funny in there somewhere in this stuff, but it's not coming out yet. And that's why I do this segment, to try to make a joke happen. And I was on a roll. It's been weeks. So this one, maybe it doesn't pan out.
You were on a hot roll.
I was on a hot roll.
Hot roll.
Boy, hot roll.
Those last few.
This one falling apart. The wheels are coming off.
That's what you call swinging and missing right there.
Swinging and missing.
Yeah, it was a little. There was a little juice on that curveball. You missed it.
I missed. Yeah. There's going to be funny jokes there eventually.
Yeah. Well,
I've been working for weeks on this shit.
It was that type of episode. Before Nate takes us out, I just want to remind everybody that, right, the 15th, right, fellas?
Yeah, December 15th.
December 15th, we are proudly doing another show. We're going to give you guys another. The first show was amazing. Please, if you're in New York and you listen to us, come out to the Creek in the Cave, 8 o'clock on the 15th.
We got Louis Katz on it.
Louis Katz! Just shot his Comedy Central special.
Oh, that's going to be great.
One of our favorite comics.
Louis's great.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the only guest we have on there?
So far. We'll get someone else. We'll let you know.
All right.
All right, thank you all.
See ya.